The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. I wouldn't blame you if you were a little surprised that the stock market would drop 200 points because of good news on the economy, but it all makes perfect sense.
You picture the orthopedic patient being told that the bones are knitting very well, we're going to take off the cast, and we're going to reduce your pain medication.
See what I mean? More after this from David Harris of AJC. The head of the Federal Reserve had some very good news yesterday.
Overall, the committee believes the downside risks to the outlook for the economy and the labor market have diminished since the fall.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke basically saying that the U.S. economy has thrown away the crutches and is back on its feet. But why would good news like that make the market tank? Because, as Michael Farr, President and Chief Investment Officer at Farr, Miller & Washington, explains, it's like the doctor telling you that your broken leg has healed and you can take off the cast and
we're going to reduce your pain medication. The patient has some reason to be pleased that they're healing, but it might be a painful process.
Yes, it's the prospect of pain. It's good news that you're walking, but the bad news is you're not getting any more pain medication. In the market's case, the pain medication is the $85 billion a month that the Fed has been pumping into the banking system, which has kept interest rates low. You take that away, interest rates rise, more people might just put their money into savings instead of stocks, which makes people who own stocks want to sell now for fear there might be fewer buyers in the future. It's similar to a child who's been riding a bike with training wheels for the last 5 years.
Investors who have been riding with those training wheels are kind of nervous and clearly are showing their level of trepidation.
There's a million metaphors. My preferred one is that investors are like cattle. They will stampede one way, they will stampede the other way, but one thing's for sure, if you blindly follow them, you will end up under a slab of melted cheese. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.